Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, May 9, 2025.
Debate on Trump's tax cuts and economic impact. Intense debates are heating up in Washington, D.C. about whether to make the tax cuts from President Donald Trump's administration permanent. Republican lawmakers are struggling to fund these cuts without increasing the national debt, currently at $36 trillion, and facing an annual deficit of about $1.9 trillion. Moderate Republicans are pushing back against major cuts to Medicaid, which would be necessary to achieve $2 trillion in spending reductions over the next decade. Meanwhile, hardline Republicans argue that if these cuts can't happen, the tax cuts should be scaled back. Top Republicans believe these tax cuts will boost the economy, projecting a growth rate of 2.6% that could generate an extra $2.5 trillion in revenue over the next decade. However, analysts warn that these predictions might be overly optimistic, especially with ongoing trade tensions and immigration policies affecting the labor market. House Speaker Mike Johnson from Louisiana insists that making these tax cuts permanent is crucial for the party, but doubts are rising among House Republicans about whether this goal is achievable. Democrats criticize the Republican agenda, claiming it could harm those reliant on government programs while deepening the federal deficit. The outcome of these discussions will significantly impact the U.S. economy and the financial well-being of many citizens.
U.S. and U.K. trade agreement announcement. On May 8, 2025, the United States and the United Kingdom will announce a major trade agreement aimed at lowering tariffs on essential goods like cars and steel. This is the first agreement of its kind since Donald Trump started a global trade war with widespread tariffs. Trump will hold a news conference at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time to share details about this important deal. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, recognizing the US as a vital ally, will provide updates later that day. The U.S. has faced pressure from investors to negotiate trade deals that could ease ongoing tariff conflicts. This agreement is crucial for both nations as they work to stabilize their economies and improve trade relations. What could this mean for consumers and businesses? Stay tuned for more updates.
Maersk warns of major decline in shipping volumes. Maersk, the leading global shipping company based in Copenhagen, Denmark, has issued a stark warning about a huge drop in container volumes. The company reported a shocking decline of 30 to 40% in shipping activity between the United States and China during April 2025, largely due to the ongoing trade conflict. This situation has led to higher tariffs and trade barriers, creating unpredictability in global markets and affecting shipping costs. Despite these challenges, Maersk remains hopeful but careful, keeping its profit guidance for the year. The company anticipates potential growth in the second quarter of 2025, especially if businesses use a 90-day pause on most planned U.S. tariffs to stock up on inventory. However, if tariffs aren't rolled back, demand could shrink later in the year. The effects of this trade war extend beyond shipping companies, potentially leading to higher prices for consumers and impacting businesses worldwide.
BYD's global ambitions. BYD Company Limited, a leading Chinese automaker, is on a mission to conquer the global market by aiming to sell 50% of its vehicles outside China by 2030. With nearly 90% of its 4 million vehicles sold in China last year, BYD is now focusing on expanding into Europe and Latin America, despite facing trade barriers in the US. To support this ambitious plan, the company will open new manufacturing plants in Hungary and Turkey, while also operating an assembly facility in Thailand and building a site in Brazil. Chairman Wang Chuanfu, often compared to Henry Ford for his groundbreaking impact on the electric vehicle industry, is optimistic about achieving a balanced sales split between domestic and international markets. Analysts predict that this could lead to annual sales of around 10 million cars by 2030, putting BYD in direct competition with giants like Toyota. Despite challenges from tariffs on electric vehicles in the EU and US, BYD remains confident in its growth trajectory.
Taiwan's export surge in April 2025. Taiwan's economy is thriving, with exports soaring by 29.9% in April 2025, reaching an impressive $48.66 billion. This growth outpaced the 16% increase that experts expected and surpassed March's figures. The Ministry of Finance attributes this boom to companies stockpiling high-tech products in anticipation of potential U.S. tariffs. Exports to the United States rose by 29.5% year-on-year, amounting to $13.145 billion, while exports to China increased by 22.3%. Electronic components saw a 26.8% rise, with semiconductors up by 28.2%. Imports also climbed by 33% to $41.46 billion, exceeding economists' predictions. While the Ministry of Finance is optimistic about record exports in the first half of the year, they warn of possible slowdowns later due to uncertainty surrounding U.S. tariffs and geopolitical risks. What does this mean for the future of trade?
Aerial clash between India and Pakistan. On May 8, 2025, a fierce aerial battle broke out between Pakistani J-10 fighter jets and Indian Rafale fighters, heightening military tensions between the two nations. U.S. officials reported that at least two Indian aircraft were shot down, giving military analysts a rare opportunity to assess fighter jet performance in real combat. The Pakistani jets used the advanced PL-15 missile, developed by China, against their Indian rivals. This clash has significant implications for military strategies in the Indo-Pacific region, with experts from the U.S. and Europe closely monitoring the results. The effectiveness of the PL-15 missile is being compared to the Meteor missile from the European company MBDA, highlighting the changing landscape of military technology. As both countries are likely to increase military spending and arms sales, the U.S. may need to adjust its foreign policy to ensure regional stability. This dogfight marks a pivotal moment in South Asian military dynamics, offering crucial insights for strategists and policymakers.
Trump administration cuts NIH funding. The Trump administration has cut $1.81 billion from the National Institutes of Health, known as NIH, in just 40 days. This includes over $544 million in unspent funds intended for crucial health research. The NIH is essential for supporting studies that can save lives. These cuts are part of a broader initiative to eliminate perceived wasteful spending. A recent analysis in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, reveals the serious consequences of these funding reductions. Columbia University, one of the affected institutions, has laid off 180 staff members working on federal grants. Officials are worried about the financial strain and how it could hinder their research efforts. Ongoing talks with the federal government aim to restore these vital research awards. What does this mean for the future of health research?
IndusInd Bank's insider trading scandal. IndusInd Bank is embroiled in a scandal over insider trading allegations following a detailed investigation by Grant Thornton. The probe revealed that CEO Sumant Kathpalia and Deputy CEO Arun Khurana traded shares while knowing about major accounting errors that were kept from the public. This has led to a staggering financial loss of around $230 million. Affecting the bank's overall worth of about $60.8 billion. After these issues came to light in March 2025, both executives resigned in April, with Kathpalia taking moral responsibility for the situation. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, or SEBI, is expected to investigate further. Additionally, the bank anticipates a 2.35% drop in its net worth due to internal trades that violated central bank rules. This troubling situation raises serious concerns about the bank's management and financial health, potentially leading to stricter regulations in the banking sector.
Chinese banks launch technology bonds to boost innovation. On May 8, 2025, a group of leading Chinese banks and private equity firms in Shanghai announced plans to launch technology-focused bonds. This initiative follows new rules from the Chinese government aimed at fostering innovation in the bond market amid rising competition with the United States. The People's Bank of China will offer affordable funding for these bonds, while local governments will help reduce losses if companies fail to repay. Nearly 100 companies are expected to raise over 300 billion yuan, or about $41.46 billion US dollars, through these bonds. Key players include Industrial Bank, targeting 10 billion yuan, Gualian Minxing Securities aiming for 1 billion yuan, and Wuxi Venture Capital planning to sell bonds worth 400 million yuan. However, concerns have been raised that some funds may not be used as intended to promote innovation. This effort highlights China's strategy to enhance investment in technology and maintain its competitive edge globally. What could this mean for the future of tech in China?
Bill Gates' $200 billion pledge for global health. Bill Gates is raising alarms about the future of vulnerable children as he pledges to donate $200 billion through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation by 2045. Speaking in London, he highlighted the dangers of big cuts to U.S. aid, warning that these reductions could lead to increased death rates among at-risk groups. Gates criticized Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, for his role in these budget cuts, emphasizing the urgent need for government support in global health initiatives. The Gates Foundation, known for its significant contributions to fighting diseases like polio and malaria, aims to ramp up its charitable activities, with an annual budget projected to reach $9 billion by 2026. Since its start in 2000, the foundation has donated around $100 billion to improve global health. Gates stressed that cuts to the U.S. Agency for International Development, which spent $44 billion on international aid in fiscal year 2023, could undo decades of progress. He hopes governments will once again focus on the survival of children and vulnerable populations during these challenging times.
Lockbit Ransomware Group Breach. The Lockbit Ransomware Group, infamous for its digital blackmail, suffered a shocking breach on May 8, 2025. A rogue post on one of its hidden internet sites declared, "Don't do crime, crime is bad, hugs and kisses from Prague," and linked to leaked data. Security analyst John DiMaggio from Analyst One and Christian Beek from Rapid7 confirmed the authenticity of the leaked information, which includes chats between hackers and their victims. Lockbit, recognized as one of the most highly active ransomware gangs worldwide, has faced interruptions from law enforcement, but boldly claimed it could not be stopped. This breach could severely impact its operations and serve as a major humiliation for the group. As this story unfolds, the implications for both the hackers and their targets are significant. What does this mean for the future of cybersecurity?
Trump to address Jimmy Lai's imprisonment in trade talks. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to raise the case of Jimmy Lai, a prominent Hong Kong activist imprisoned under China's security law during trade negotiations with China. At 77, Lai has been a fierce advocate for democracy and faces serious accusations, including a plot to collaborate with foreign groups. As U.S. officials prepare to meet with China's top economic leader in Switzerland, the stakes are high amid escalating trade tensions. Trump aims to include Lai's situation in the discussions, but has made it clear he won't ease tariffs to facilitate negotiations. This case underscores the critical intersection of trade and human rights in U.S.-China relations, raising important questions about the future of democracy in Hong Kong.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.